Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Grand Bahama Island poised for new and expanded airlift. Grand Bahama Island is poised to receive more airlift boost this fall 2024, a move that further supports the unprecedented airlift the island is experiencing this summer. At the end of an historic 2023, Grand Bahama Island experienced a 33% growth in foreign air arrivals, the largest year-over-year percentage growth when compared to all the islands of the Bahamas. For the first 5 months in 2024, the island's foreign airlift arrivals had already outperformed the same period for 2023 by some 8%, putting the island on a trajectory to exceed pre-Dorian figures. Our priority to focus on increasing airlift into Grand Bahama is a sign of our commitment to this community and our product partners, as we continue to position the island to benefit from the significant investments in its project pipeline, said the Honorable I. Chester Cooper, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Tourism, Investments and Aviation. Starting at the end of August, travelers can expect a new inaugural service by Western Air between Fort Lauderdale and Freeport to support the growing demand for South Florida travel by residents and visitors. Beginning September 6 through October 3, 2024, Bahamas Air is set to increase capacity on its Fort Lauderdale to Freeport route, a move to ensure continued airlift into the island from the Florida market, following a decision by American Airlines to briefly suspend its Miami-Freeport service during that same period of time, attributed to operating during the traditional peak of the hurricane season. American Airlines will return to Freeport after October 3 with daily service, and then will ramp up its Miami-Freeport offerings to twice daily service in November, which will be a big boost to fall travel. Additionally, the airline will offer a Saturday service between Charlotte and Freeport. Equally exciting is the new inaugural service by Bahamas Air between West Palm Beach and Freeport, beginning November 17, 2024, just in time for the high-demand Thanksgiving holiday travel. This addition supports the return of Bahamas Air's non-stop service to Orlando, that was launched on June 17 and continues through September 3, 2024, offering flights twice per week. We continue to explore new markets for Grand Bahama, as well as position the island for return service from both local and legacy airlines, added Deputy Prime Minister Cooper. Just this June, the island welcomed the return of Sunwing Airlines' non-stop service connecting passengers from Montreal, Canada, as well as NEO's Alpitour Airlines from Milan, Italy, and the popular return of Bahamas Air's Freeport to Orlando service. In addition, the Bahamas Ministry of Tourism, Investments and Aviation witnessed the signing of interline agreements between Bahamas Air and Virgin Atlantic as well as Alaska Airlines, designed to provide a seamless travel experience for visitors from the UK and the West Coast seeking to travel into Freeport through a connection in Nassau. This September, Bahamas Air will also be signing an interline agreement with Turkish Airlines that once again gives more travel options to passengers opting to visit Grand Bahama. As Grand Bahama's foreign airlift arrivals, as well as seat capacity, continue to see double-digit year-over-year increases, we will remain resolute in our effort to put more heads in beds from new markets, as well as the currently serviced routes that include Charlotte, Durham, featuring Lauderdale, Miami, Milan, Montreal, and Toronto, said Deputy Prime Minister Cooper. About the Bahamas. The Bahamas has over 700 islands and cays, as well as 16 unique island destinations. Located only 50 miles off the coast of Florida, it offers a quick and easy way for travelers to escape their everyday. The island nation also boasts world-class fishing, diving, boating, and thousands of miles of the Earth's most spectacular beaches for families, couples, and adventurers to explore. See why it's better in the Bahamas at www.bahamas.com or on Facebook, YouTube, or Instagram. eTurboNews.com. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.